His movements were almost furtive. Then he bent down and wormed his way into the center of the mat. The creepers and the bushes were so close that he left his sweat on them and they pulled together behind him. When he was secure in the middle, he was in a little cabin screened off from the open space by a few leaves. He squatted down, parted the leaves, and looked out into the clearing. Nothing moved but a pair of gaudy butterflies that danced round each other in the hot air. Holding his breath, he cocked a critical ear at the sounds of the island. Evening was advancing toward the island. The sounds of the bright, fantastic birds, the bee sounds, even the crying of the gulls that were returning to their roosts among the square rocks were fainter. The deep sea breaking miles away on the reef made an undertone less perceptible than the susurration of the blood. Simon dropped the screen of leaves back into place. The slope of the bars of honey-colored sunlight decreased. They slid up the bushes, passed over the green candle-like buds, moved up toward the canopy, and darkness thickened under the trees. With the fading of the light, the riotous colors died, and the heat and urgency cooled away. The candle buds stirred. Their green sepals drew back a little, and the white tips of the flowers rose delicately to meet the open air. Now, the sunlight had lifted clear of the open space and withdrawn from the sky. Darkness poured out, submerging the ways between the trees till they were dim and strange as the bottom of the sea. The candle buds opened, their wide white flowers glimmering under the light that pricked down from the first stars. Their scent spilled out into the air and took possession of the island.
Okay, in the last two pages of this chapter, not much happens. Simon sneaks off, picks fruit for some little kids, then finds a secret spot in the jungle and watches it get dark. I'm not sure what's going on in this scene, but it makes me think that Simon's going to be important later on. When I get to parts where not much happens, I like to read really closely and notice how things are described. I noticed two interesting things in the last few paragraphs. First, it says the deep sea sounds like the susurration of blood going through your veins. I don't know exactly what susurration means, but it must be some kind of sound. It's kind of strange to compare the sound of waves to the sound of blood flowing. Then, right at the end, it says darkness poured out through the trees until the jungle looked like the bottom of the sea. So think about it. The sea is like blood and darkness is like the sea. They're both kind of scary images. The sea is what separates the kids from home. We keep hearing about how gruesome blood is in the hunting scenes, and all the kids are terrified of the dark. So maybe the sea and blood and darkness all stand for evil and scary things. Let's go on to chapter 4, turn to page 58.